WTAW News Time is 6:07 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police report that there was a drowning at Lake Bryan last night. 51-year-old Albert Gray of Brazos County was reported missing about 10:55 at Lake Bryan. With assistance from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Texas Game Wardens, and Bryan and College Station Fire Departments, the College Station dive team found the body just before 2 a.m. No foul play is suspected. The last meeting of the College Station School Board included a pair of agreements with the city. Superintendent Eddie Colson says CSISD will be taking over management of the Kids Club after-school program.
So this year will be a transition. By the 2014-2015 school year, it will be completely a district program. The end user really won't see much change at all. It's a very quality program as is, and this is really kind of a structural change in terms of management, but the end user shouldn't see any big changes.
Meantime, the board approved a three-year extension with the city to provide a fourth school resource officer. CSISD pays 3/4 of the salary and benefits. In Madison County yesterday, a wreck between two 18-wheelers and two cars shut down I-45 for about 3 hours. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the wreck took place at the 146-mile marker north of Madisonville when an 18-wheeler traveling in an outside lane attempted to pull to the inside and clipped a Jeep pulling a utility trailer.
Lost control of his semi-trailer and crossed over through the cable barrier going over to the southbound side of the interstate. He was jackknifed at that point, and he went into the path of a 2003 Freightliner.
An additional truck later crashed into the wreck of the first three. Morgan says all drivers were wearing seatbelts and no one involved with the wreck was local, but both 18-wheeler drivers were transported to St. Joseph's with minor injuries. The drivers of the Jeep and pickup were not injured. For photos of the wreck, visit WTAW.com. Four teenagers were arrested after Bryan police linked several Sunday morning robberies. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the first robbery happened at Z Islander Apartments.
A victim was sitting in his vehicle when he was approached by several males, assaulted and threatened with a firearm. Those individuals took some money and some other items from this victim. I would say about an hour later, we received another robbery call from Reveille Ranch.
McKeithen says officers went to Saddlewood Apartments, where a search yielded the discovery of items and teenagers matching the description. McKeithen says two 16-year-olds and two 17-year-olds, Alvin Adams and Shekalen Phillips, were arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated robbery each. The money and electrical items had a total worth of about $2,000. Good news for those who love their fireworks. William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says the Texas House recently signed a bill that allows a person to carry unopened fireworks still sealed in the original packaging from a vendor in and out of a city that regulates them.
For example, you would be able to go buy your fireworks, drive them into your home, and then on the 4th, travel out to an appropriate spot, say a party at your friend's place in the county, and fire them off. And that transport in their sealed packaging would not be against the law any longer or able to be confiscated.
Bowles cautions that any fireworks that have been opened and look usable can still be confiscated. And he reminds folks that it is still illegal to light fireworks within the city limits of either Bryan or College Station. He says if you do shoot fireworks off outside of town, be extremely careful because it's been very dry lately.
If you're going to have a party out in the county at your place and everybody's going to shoot off the fireworks, they need to shred down the pasture real close and they need to water that area down and they need to have an extinguishment source and they need to watch really closely where the fireworks go.
If you don't have access to the countryside, he says there are plenty of other fun options.
Look up George Bush Museum, see if they're having one. Bombers will probably have something. Lake Bryan will probably have something. Watch the City of Bryan website. Look for dates and times, and there's always great activities to go with that.
Bowles says local professionals do great, huge shows, and you save lots of money. For example, there's more music than usual to enjoy at this year's I Love America 4th of July celebration. Bush Library's Will King says the fun will begin tomorrow with games and concessions at 5.
This year's live entertainment starting 6 o'clock is the Docks. They were there last year, and starting at 7:30 will be Clayton Gardner. Of course, starting around 8:50 or so will be the Brazos Valley Symphony, so you don't want to miss them. And then the fireworks should start around 9:45.
King says free parking will be available at Reed Arena and the West Campus Garage, with free shuttling between the museum and parking areas. The museum will also have free admission all day. And with a new special session this week, debates over abortion restrictions are back on the table. In response to arguments that stricter laws would force women to seek unsafe medical procedures, State Senator Charles Schwertner says that as a policymaker, he feels any measures that make abortions less common and more safe are justified.
I think that's a false premise. Okay. I think those clinics would come up to a higher level of standards. And I think that's justified. You know, as a doctor, married to an obstetrician, a father of three boys, I believe life issues are important.
Similarly, Denny Hartford with Vital Signs Ministry says that in Nebraska, the first state to ban abortions after 20 weeks, contrary to the fears of abortion advocates, stricter laws have not eliminated abortion.
As a pro-life activist, I would be delighted if that were the case. It's not. It's an incremental change, and it's one that's proved the best in our country, and that is that we do care about children. We do care about women's health.
The state legislature is also debating regulating abortion clinics as surgical centers. Five states have already done that. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 67 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota. Let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Good morning, 6:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to be in control, and it's going to be in control for a while. That means more sunshine for the area today. Temperatures up to 90 to 95. Some of the models suggesting maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the southern part of the listing area late today. We'll see. Clear skies tonight, 65 to 70. Sunny tomorrow, highs will be 90 to 95. Looks like a great 4th of July weather-wise. Clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny Friday, the threat of an isolated thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Just tell you, the ride into the motorcycle was brisk. And I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel wins another award. Brazos Valley Bombers win another game. And we've got a couple ladies who are shooting skeet in Spain. All that and more with sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
You know, like Rob, seems like a nice guy, but using the word threat when he says rain, really not a threat. Really would be probably welcome. I mean, and again, depending on the time and all that kind of stuff, we don't want it to, for instance, rain on people at the Bush Library tomorrow night.
Would it be like a cajoling then? Not
yeah.
So much a threat?
Exactly. Just, yeah. A jocular little rain. Anyway, so we'll see. But that 20% is all right. Yeah, so you like that coming to work in the cool weather.
It was a little brisk on the scooter this morning.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's a nice thing.
Oh, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Not complaining.
I think it's everybody feels a little bit revived over that. Now, again, if we could just get a little bit of rain, then that'd be okay. Folks got to turn off their air conditioners. And, of course, the ones who don't have air conditioners got a chance to...
Are tap dancing.
Well, yeah, they could actually sleep and enjoy themselves. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's not bad. So here we go. In Fort Pierce, Florida, our favorite state, the Walgreens cashier told police that a man approached her and said that he swiped a carton of cigarettes some time ago. The man asked her not to call police. He apologized and left his phone number and a debit card before walking in the aisles. She called 911. The man told police that, well, that 4 to 5 months earlier, he had been using, quote, street drugs, end quote. That'd be his term. Which, of course, as we all know, gave him the ability to become invisible. And that the man then told police that he used his powers of invisibility to pass through the counter to be able to commandeer the carton of cigarettes undetected. Now, police had no video surveillance that showed the theft, but of course, that's because he was invisible.
Right.
And he had smoked up all the cigarettes, so actually they had no way to prove that he had, in fact, A, been invisible, B, stolen the cigarettes, and C, therefore smoked them all. So they couldn't do anything about that. I just, again, it's Fort Pierce, Florida, but my thought is that if the street drugs make you invisible, why would you just steal one carton of cigarettes?
Oh.
See, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's basically an honest person who's just a nicotine addict.
We got a lot of info.
Mention.
I mean, because I'm thinking that you probably could prosper yourself a little bit better than a carton of cigarettes.
Mm.
But maybe that was really all he needed.
Well, see, my thought is if you feel that guilty, why don't you just leave the cost of cigarettes on the counter and don't talk to anybody?
Well, it could well be, and maybe never do it again.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You want
sunshine today, it should lead to temperatures.
Wait a minute. Wait, you see, that was just an awkward moment right there. I just took my hand down and I hit the button on the keyboard and caused that to happen. Very strange.
See, your fingers are large like lying men.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think they really are. They're really not. They're not as large as average. But as I was just sliding my hand down, I hit the wrong button. So we're going to start over.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Your home is a canvas. Every room, a potential work of art.
It's my passion.
Come experience a gallery where you are the artist. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery.
It's where I can see and feel the way I want my home to be right now.
Draw from all the latest appliances, gorgeous sinks and faucets, brilliant lighting, plus product experts that make it easy to turn your home into your statement.
They shared my vision.
Nobody helps homeowners express their inner artist better.
They knew me.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Masterpieces made here. Get started today in our showroom or at Ferguson.com.
Updating your kitchen? Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting for the best in plumbing, lighting, and appliances from top brands like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom in Bryan at 2410 Osborne Lane. Ferguson, masterpieces made here.
620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 3rd of July, and this is the official start of the dog days of summer. You always hear people talk about it. This is the dog days of summer. Goes all the way through August the 11th, in case you care. Today is Stay Out of the Sun Day, when in fact, today would be kind of around here an okay day to probably be out there a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's Air Conditioning Appreciation Day, but you know, that's the beginning of a long, long list, as a matter of fact. A lot of it.
Yeah, I appreciate air conditioning from February 15th through
I was gonna
probably
say, in Texas,
November.
That starts a little sooner than most.
It does, and it's a wonderful thing to have, that's for sure. All right, we got some birthdays.
The crazy guy, Tom Cruise,
oh.
51 years old. Olivia, yeah, I thought that was, I didn't think he was that old. Yeah. Olivia Munn, 33. Patrick Wilson.
But he's still short. You
know. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Patrick Wilson is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Adria Barber is 37 from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Julian Assange.
Oh.
Captain WikiLeaks is 42. Shawnee Smith is 43 from Anger Management.
Oh, yeah.
Yardley Smith is 49.
It'd be Yardley, I think.
Is it Yardley?
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to side with Scott.
Be the voice of Lisa Simpson.
Because it says here very prominently yard.
Oh, it's Y-E. You know, it really is.
Oh, I know. Y-E. I believe it. I just, yeah. I have this thing that tells
oh.
me that.
Oh, well, maybe all that.
Never mind.
Nonetheless.
Hey, if it's got a pronunciation guide,
we'll go with it, man. It's all right.
Yeah. Lisa Simpson's 49.
There you go.
Thomas Gibson is 51.
He's from San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Criminal Minds, Dahmer and Greg. Uh-huh. Vince Clark, 53. The only reason I bring this up is he is a keyboardist, but he has played for Depeche Mode, Eraser, and Yaz.
Of course.
And if you're an if you're an electronic music person, those are some of the biggest bands ever.
That's true.
Aaron Tippin, on the other end of the music scale.
Yeah, does not play keyboard.
No, is 55. Mm-hmm. Montel Williams, 57. Jan Smithers.
From WKRP and nothing
else. The very cute Bailey Quarters, right. 64, absolutely. Dave Barry, who I for some reason thought had passed.
No, he's still with us.
Okay.
He just he got into a bit of a problem. He had a little personal matter with a young lady.
Oh.
Yeah, just kind of hurt him a little bit.
Moving on, he's 66.
Yep.
And Kurtwood Smith, who I didn't know until I read the rest of it. He was Red in the 70s show. He was in the RoboCop. He plays a character actor.
Okay.
He is 70.
Sure. Michael Cole from Mod Squad had curly hair back then. He's 68. Johnny Lee, who, of course, was married to that little Charlene Tilton, is that her name?
Yes.
For a little while.
the girl from Dallas.
Yeah, 66. Betty Buckley, she's from Fort Worth. She's the one who sang, Midnight and the Kitties Are Sleeping and Cats, whatever the name of that song was. Anyway, she's a pretty good singer, too. And Elizabeth Edwards passed, so she's not with us anymore. You did not mention... let me see. Who did I find? Kevin Hearn of Bare Naked Ladies. I would have thought you'd have mentioned.
I missed that, and I'm a Bare Naked Ladies fan.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you got 4th of July birthdays?
I can.
Well, I got them. That's okay. Which is interesting. I didn't realize that Tom Cruise was born on the 3rd of July, but he was in that movie Born on the 4th of July.
Yes, which was a very dark movie.
Yes, it was. Malia. That's Malia Obama. It'd be 15. Mike the Situation. I can't believe I said his name. I mean... He's 31.
Sorrentino.
Yeah, whatever. Gina Lola Bridges is 86. Pam Shriver's 51. Neil Simon, the playwright, he's pretty good, 86.
John Waite?
John Waite. Yeah, I like John Waite. Yeah.
61?
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo?
He's an oxygen thief.
Geraldo Rivera is 70.
He is. He's an oxygen thief. Yeah. And then let's see. Oh, and then we got Bill Withers.
Yep.
How's that? Bill Withers is 75. He's still around, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Ain't No Sunshine.
That is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh, yeah, it's outstanding. All right, 624.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Do you realize over 100 million human souls, when you add up man's inhumanity to man, human evil? Okay, Hitler, Germany. Pol Pot, the killing fields, Cambodia. Stalin's Russia. I mean, it goes on and on. 100 million souls. I wish the world were this wonderful, great place. And if we don't offend anybody, we'll all get along. And if we're a little nicer and we say, I'm going to stop torture and close Gitmo and everything's you're going to like us more. I wish that were the case. You cannot negotiate with people that are crazy enough that they demand a worldwide caliphate. They demand you don't have a free mind and soul. And they would strap bombs on their own children and tell their own children to blow themselves up in the name of jihad, and that 72 virgins are waiting for them in heaven.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Automakers have reason for high fives. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
The auto industry is on track for its best sales year since 2007. Nearly 1.5 million new cars and trucks were sold in June. Demand for pickup trucks has been especially strong, reflecting the improvement in housing and other sectors. Enforcement of a provision of the new health care law that requires large employers to provide coverage for their workers will be delayed until after the midterm elections. Under the law, companies with 50 or more full-time workers would have to pay a $2,000 penalty for each uninsured employee. The Obama administration announced that no penalties will be levied until 2015. The resignation of Portugal's foreign minister has triggered a new political crisis in the Eurozone. That, plus a run-up in oil prices resulting from the violence in Egypt, will likely weigh on the stock market today. The futures are pointing lower ahead of what will be a shortened pre-holiday session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
628, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Looks okay today, about 91, so like we had yesterday, except we're not going to have the northerly winds. We won't have that. They'll be out of the east, but still pretty pleasant. We do have a 20% chance of rain that goes really day and night all the way through Sunday, so keeping our fingers crossed there. And the low will be around 70 degrees. The highs as we move on. We'll go up gradually this weekend up to 94, 95. But anyway, not like we had last week. Right now the winds are calm, 73% relative humidity, and we've got 69 degrees outside.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Content marketing, or utility marketing. It's a new way companies are marketing their products and services, and it seems to be effective. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion, 800-466-4994.
how companies are marketing their products and services is changing.
Marketing has never been harder. We're competing for attention now, not just against other businesses that sell the same stuff, but we're competing for attention against everything. And the best way to break through is to actually be truly and inherently useful.
Jay Bayer, author of the book Utility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype, says being useful means offering prospective customers free value.
Swimming pool company in Virginia that almost went out of business, and they decided that, you know, the only way we're going to be able to survive here is to be helpful. So they wrote a blog and answered every single question that anybody had ever asked them about swimming pools. So they wrote 400 blog posts, ended up increased their top-line revenue by 12%.
You don't necessarily have to offer your free value online.
And at Superstorm Sandy, Duracell drove down into the worst affected areas with mobile charging stations. You can just plug in your cell phone or like, hey, do you need some batteries? Here's some batteries. You can have some. That is a utility. That is extraordinarily useful marketing.
This new method of marketing doesn't replace the older, more direct method of sales and marketing, but more and more it is becoming part of the mix.
It used to be, I run an ad, I get paid 10 minutes later. And now it's, I give some information away, I'm helpful, and eventually the customer realizes that you have an important role to play in their lives, and they'll sell themselves. That's the way the research shows consumers want to be marketed to today.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It took about 3 hours to clean up a major accident yesterday on Interstate 45 between Highways 21 and 75 in Madison County. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says an 18-wheeler going north, whose driver was switching lanes, clipped a Jeep, lost control, crossed the interstate, and jackknifed in the path of another 18-wheeler, which struck him.
At this time, both truck drivers were transported to St. Joseph Hospital. One and Mr. Lazo was taken to St. Joseph here in Bryan, and Mr. French was taken to St. Joseph in Madisonville with minor injuries to both individuals.
A fourth vehicle, a pickup truck, crashed into the wreck scene after the other drivers were taken to the hospital, but that driver had no injuries and only minor damage. The driver of the Jeep also had no injuries. All drivers were wearing seatbelts. No foul play is suspected in a drowning that occurred last night. Bryan police say that the body of 51-year-old Albert Gray of Brazos County was found just before 2 a.m. at Lake Bryan by the College Station dive team. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Texas Game Wardens, and Bryan and College Station Fire Departments all worked together after Gray was reported missing around 11. The drowning is still under investigation. Two 16-year-olds and two 17-year-olds have been arrested, each on two charges of robbery with a deadly weapon. Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department says the older two charged are 17-year-old Shaquaylin Phillips and Alvin Adams, who were found with items from two Sunday morning robberies committed at Z Islander Apartments and Reveille Ranch.
Some individuals were in their residence with the door unlocked, and several subjects came into that residence, rummaged through, took some items, some electronics, some phones and things like that, and then they also displayed a gun. Based on our interviews with the victims, it was apparent that these two were related.
McKeithen says the items stolen, some of which were found at Saddlewood Apartments, were worth about $2,000. There will be an expanded presence of law enforcement in the College Station School District next year. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the school board, at its last meeting, extended an agreement with the city for school resource officers.
We'll be adding one additional next year to CSISD, and hopefully we'll continue that partnership. This is a three-year agreement that was the board approved and the city council has approved as well, or will approve. I think it's a significant effort on our part and the city's part to provide these officers. It's one piece of safety and security for CSISD, and I think an important piece of it.
Four officers will cover CSISD's high schools, middle schools, and alternative center. With a second special session this week, State Senator Charles Schwertner says there are still many serious issues that need to be treated in a serious manner.
The bills that are going to be heard in special session, you know, this pro-life bill is going through Health and Human Services Committee, which I sit on, and the criminal justice bill is going to be going through the Criminal Justice Committee, which I sit on, and it will make it through the various bodies and be obviously highly debated and discussed.
As a physician married to an obstetrician, Schwertner claims legislation for safer procedures would make locations such as Planned Parenthood and Bryan better for the health of the women they service.
Measures that make abortion less common are in order. Certainly, if there are abortion clinics, they should be held to a high level of care so that the women seeking that service are treated with the highest medical standards.
He thinks the overall awareness of the issue has been raised on both sides, and he feels that most Texans and the legislature feel strongly about getting the bill passed. Since 2010, one dozen state legislatures have banned abortion after 20 weeks, with Nebraska the first to do so. Celebrate your love for America tomorrow at the Bush Library. Will King for the Bush Library says museum admission will be free all day with games and concessions beginning at 5 o'clock, followed by live music, then fireworks around 9:45.
You have free parking at the West Campus Garage and Reed Arena lots. You'll have free shuttles starting around 4:30 or so. We'll bring you to the site, and those shuttles will be running on loop continuously, taking you back and forth between the museum and the parking areas. They'll be going right after the event as well. We'll have extra shuttles that'll be added there. So the parking shouldn't be an issue.
King says entertainment includes Clayton Gardner, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Docks, who are backed by popular demand. You can find a link to the day's list of activities at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department wants to remind citizens that fireworks can be shot off in the countryside, but shooting them off in the Twin Cities is not allowed.
In either city, Bryan or College Station, is against the law. So as dry as it's been, you know, we all love fireworks, but there's a great professional show that usually goes on at the George Bush Library. Mm-hmm. Go out and see that. Don't use fireworks in the city. The fire hazard, the injury hazard. We want everybody to have a safe Fourth.
On the other hand, if you shoot fireworks in the countryside, Bryan Fire Marshal William Bell says to stay safe during your festivities by shredding the pasture closely ahead of time, watering it down, having a source for extinguishing, and watching carefully where fireworks go. Also new this year, the signing of House Bill 1813 last month means that citizens of Bryan College Station can travel in and out of the cities with fireworks and store fireworks as long as they stay unopened. Bell said packages that look opened can still be confiscated.
Just remind everybody that they are still illegal to use them, to possess them after you've opened them all up at a site that where they're being illegally used in the city. They will be confiscated at that point. This only involves the unopened packaging transporting to and from to an appropriate site.
Bell says to be very careful because it is very dry, or you can attend some of the shows available, such as the aforementioned Bush Library's annual celebration. WTAW News Time is 6:39 at 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The Prosperity Bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, Prosperity Bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name,
and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity Bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. No matter what kind of car or truck you have, you'll find the battery you need at Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
Good morning. It's 6:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine today. It should lead to temperatures reaching at least 90, if not 95. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm on the southern side of the listening area late today. It'll be clear tonight, 65 to 70. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Tomorrow night clear with lows 65 to 70 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm so happy.
That's what you sound like after you make the quarterfinals at Wimbledon.
Okay.
After knocking off the number one player on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Manziel and a Georgia swimmer get SEC Athletes of the Year, plus the Bombers stay on their winning streak. That and more with sports. We'll do it for you coming up at 6:50.
Well, of course, the big political display yesterday in Austin. Advocates packing the House committee hearing that began about 3:30. They wanted to make sure it didn't go on and on and on and on. So, State Representative Cook out of Corsicana said, we're going to finish up about midnight. And they did. They did. And they pretty much voted along party lines. And they went ahead and passed the legislation that would ban abortion after 20 weeks. And it'll move on over to the Senate now. And we'll see where that goes. You know, Rachel Maddow, conservative wizard that she is. Not really. She had Wendy Davis on yesterday, and she's asking Wendy what was the game plan for now, you know, in the second special session. She said, we're not going to talk about it. They're not going to do that. We're not going to talk about our strategy ahead of the game. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, transportation and criminal justice bills going to the full Senate. That passed Senate Joint Resolutions 1 and Senate Bill 2. And they'll vote on it early next week. The abortion question will come up probably in the Senate next week. We're not going to talk to Bill Flores today. He's traveling, and also Charles Schwertner is away. So only somebody from the city. I think the mayor will be here today, then Brian, and that's all we'll talk about. Marco Rubio is going to introduce a Senate bill in the U.S. Senate to ban abortions after 20 weeks.
Huh.
See where that goes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's been done in 20, I think, was it 20 states or 15
yeah,
states?
Well.
It's already been done in 20 states that they've banned abortions after.
There's a whole lot of third rail touching going on lately.
Yeah, there really is. Well, you know, of course, that's the idea is... you know, if the conservatives feel like they can push their agenda on a level below the national level, then they're going to work to do that because then it, I don't know, trickle's probably not the right word because trickle usually is down, but it's to move up, you know, move up and get some more, you know, really conservative people in Congress and see what happens there. Governor Rick Perry, of course, who's been the governor since 1943,
it hasn't been that long.
Anyway, well, he has had 3-4 year terms. Anyway, may be enough or it may not be. He sent an email to friends that he plans to make an announcement concerning his, quote, exciting future plans, end quote, at an event in San Antonio on Monday.
Yeah, but what constitutes as exciting?
Well, you know, that's the whole deal. Not exactly sure. I guess what the governor thinks is exciting might be different than what he says.
Maybe he'll be like Mr. Downs and just run in perpetuity.
Could be. Yeah, governor for life.
Yeah.
Kind of a interesting thing. We'd see what happens. You know, he had said he was going to wait till after the special session to discuss all this, but then there's that whole idea that he might run for the...
El Presidente.
Yeah. According to James Henson, who's the director of Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas at Austin, said, quote, the governor surprised both supporters and opponents with his reelection decision in 2010. He's capable of surprising everybody again, a capacity he's played to the hilt this time around. So we'll find out, I guess. We'll all be again. We don't even know where this big wing ding is going to be, other than it's going to be in San Antonio. You're not saying anything else about that. But once again, we'll see what happens there. And then, you know, there's just a whole lot of politics going on over there. Since Mr. Dewhurst now has about three opponents, we could have a major changing of the guard in Texas politics at the state level.
Very real possibility of that.
And we'll see what happens, which, again, plays to maybe the conservative nature of the state. And, again, remember, and you need to think about it every day, how 1,000 more people moved to Texas yesterday. And 1,000 more will move today. And as our political landscape changes, the people who are going to be in leadership, it's going to be more and more important that they continue to do what we want them to do. Of course, the we changes. We may be a little bit different than the we is today, but we'll see. All right, 6:48.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 2.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Joey and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Bryan Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Summer is the time when our most common Texas turf grasses are at their peaks. Unlike some of the rest of us, they love the heat. That is, of course, if you keep them properly tended. By now, you should be able to assess the progress of this year's lawn maintenance program. The best part is, you still have ample time for mid-course adjustments. Midsummer Lawn Benchmarks right after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If you have patches in your turf grass that just haven't covered completely, perhaps it's time to buy some new grass and plug it into those bare areas. Your first step is to determine why the grass isn't growing there on its own. If it gets less than 5 or 6 hours of direct sunlight each day, shade may be the problem. Maybe the sprinkler system isn't hitting it adequately, or perhaps you have some type of submerged debris that limits the amount of moisture and nutrients that are available for the roots. Once you've solved the problem, it's time to get fresh new grass and set it in place. Make sure you hit the same level as the surrounding turf and keep it well moistened until it develops deep roots, usually a couple of weeks. You can even plant an entirely new lawn of warm season turf such as St. Augustine or Bermuda in the middle of the summer. About the only difference you'll see will be with the spring plantings is that the grass will have to be watered lightly a couple of times daily until it's established and rooted. You really do have some maintenance chores there for the first couple weeks to get it established. Start mowing the new grass as soon as it reaches the recommended mowing height. Some folks make the mistake of letting the grass get tall in the belief it'll better be able to withstand the heat and the sunlight, but you need to mow it low to keep it spreading, keep it vigorous. And speaking of mowing, be sure you sharpen your lawnmower blade after every 30 hours of use. If you haven't sharpened it since this spring, it's already time to do it again. Dull mower blades leave tattered grass blades, and that results in unattractive turf for several days after each mowing. It's also possible that you're noticing brown Bermuda after each mowing, and you can look closely at several of the runners. You're probably mowing down into the stem stubble instead of across the grass blades. Try mowing 1 or 2 days earlier for a week or two. If the problem persists, raise your mower one notch so that you are cutting leaf tissues. Drop the mower down late next winter as you scalp the brown stubble out of the way to make room for spring's new green growth. You have to raise it in the summer and lower it in the late winter. Many folks remember to fertilize their St. Augustine Bermuda in the spring, but a lot of people forget to do so in the summer and in the fall. I'm not a big advocate of fertilizing St. Augustine in the summer, but Bermuda grass, you betcha. And then both of them come fall. You need to fertilize them. It's very, very important. If you've had a grubworm problem in the past, you can apply a labeled insecticide now and water it in deeply. I'm Neil Sperry. Sweet sounds in the garden will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening. And happy gardening.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. A&M's Johnny Manziel and Georgia swimmer Allison Schmidt have been named the 2012-2013 Roy F. Kramer SEC Male and Female Athletes of the Year by a vote of the league's athletic directors. Commissioner Mike Slive made the announcement yesterday. Now, you know what Johnny did, but Allison Schmidt helped the Georgia team secure its fifth national title in swimming with the NCAA championships in the 200 freestyle, also the 400 and 800-yard freestyle relays. Bombers baseball returned home to face the Texas Marshals of Dallas. While the crowd enjoyed great weather, the Bombers took advantage of the Marshals with a 6-2 victory. Nick Johnson is one of the most consistent relievers for the Bombers, and he was asked what kept him so sharp.
You know, I just focus on the prep work, and the outcome usually, you know, stays consistent. You know, it's baseball. You know, it's hard to be consistent in anything in baseball. You just try and live in the moment and do the best you can with that moment, and that's what I try and focus on.
From our own backyard to España in Spain, a Brazos Valley local is trying to make, forgive the pun, a bang on the national stage for the World Cup in women's skeet shooting. Brandy Draws earned top honors in spring selection and will lead a talented group of young and hungry clay shooters in action that starts day after tomorrow. One of the alternates on the team is from College Station, and her name is Gayla. now to Wimbledon, Sabine Lisicki has reached the Wimbledon semifinals for the second time in 3 years with a 6-3, 6-3 win over Kaya Konecny. Lisicki cruised to a victory one day after upsetting Serena Williams in the fourth round. She was, well, more than just a little excited about the advance.
I'm so shaky. I'm so happy.
Fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska and number 15 Marian Bartoli, along with number 20 Kristen Philpins, also advanced on Tuesday.
Long high drive deep into left field. This one's gone, but how far? Off the back wall. Desmond Jennings with a titanic two-run homer, and the Rays take a 5-0 lead.
Jennings wound up for four RBIs, and David Price pitched seven shutout innings yesterday as the Rays stopped the Houston Astros 8-0. Price finished with 10 strikeouts after missing the last 44 games with a tricep strain. Astros starter Eric Bedard gave up four runs and walked six in the losing effort. And it started out well for the Rangers.
Fly ball deep into right field. Cruz going back, looking up to the track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball.
Raul Labaña's solo shot was about all they could muster, though. The Mariners' Kendry Morales homered twice and drove in six RBIs to lead Seattle past Texas 9-2. Rangers rookie Justin Grimm took the loss after giving up six runs in four innings. The NCAA has given Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey a one-game suspension for criticizing the officiating following the team's loss to Louisville in the national championship tournament earlier this year. The NCAA also issued a public reprimand Tuesday and said that it was withholding Baylor's team championship per diem from the regional round. After Louisville knocked off top seed Baylor, Mulkey said the game was too physical and that more tournament work by the three officials would be, quote, sad for the game. Mulkey will have to sit out a game during the next NCAA tournament appearance, and the NCAA has said that they're issuing the more severe penalty to Mulkey because she was already reprimanded in 2011 for criticizing the NCAA tournament brackets. She also lost an undisclosed championship per diem allowance. And finally, the USOC president Larry Probst is among nine candidates nominated for election in the International Olympic Committee, giving a big boost to efforts for the U.S. to expand its influence on the international Olympic stage. Probst is in line to become the fourth U.S. member of the IOC. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook Inc.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.